Welcome to the Subcommittee on Transportation and Economic Development. At this time, we do not have a quorum, so I'll open up the hearing as a subcommittee of the Subcommittee on Transportation and Economic Development. Again, it is Wednesday, May 21st, 2003, and we're going to open up for the purpose of hearing testimony.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, you have before you our recommendations for the budget of the Department of Veterans Affairs. We have reviewed these with budget and management and also the department, and we've had no indication of any problems. In fact, we've had concurrence with the department and input from them. So with your permission, I'll just briefly go over my recommendations.
Okay.
There are three programs with the department, and I'll go through them program by program. Our recommendations. The loan program is funded entirely with other funds expenditure limitation. And our recommendation is to reduce the other funds expenditure limitation by $1,006,415 for four different reasons. $205,344 to implement the governor's wage freeze. $37,332 for a reduction in the attorney general's billing rate. $48,791 for a reduction in Department of Administrative Services assessments and the toll-free rate adjustment, and an additional $714,948 by eliminating seven vacant positions, which is 6.25 FTE. The department had already identified five of these vacancies as being those that could be eliminated. They had been vacant for some time and not used. The other two positions, your staff is still recommending the elimination of. The department indicates it wanted to fill one internal auditor position and use one of the vacant positions for, I believe, an underwriter position. These have been vacant for some time, and currently the department, the director, correct me if I'm wrong, John, is retired and back on contract. And so there will be a new department head coming in soon or at some point in time, and I believe that these two positions should be reviewed by that department head, and if they want the positions, because this is other funds limitation and FTE, they can come back to the emergency board or the assembly later on once the new director has had an opportunity to review the agency's operations and if it wishes those. And we would be open to that as staff, but at this point, we're recommending elimination of positions because we're not sure what the new director would want to do. And they have been vacant for some time. So that is the recommendation with respect to the loan program. The Veteran Services Program is funded principally with general fund and some other funds limitation, and we are recommending a reduction of the general fund appropriation by $140,762 and a reduction in the other funds limitation by $42,481. Again, to implement the wage freeze, there are some dollars attached to that. With your permission, I'll skip going through the details.
Absolutely.
Okay.
That's fine.
Also, the reduction in the some services and supplies, the inflation that was granted for services and supplies, and reduced attorney general rate. We are also recommending the elimination of two vacant positions, which is 1.5 FTE. These positions have been vacant for more than 2 years, and the department has been using them principally to fill to pay for budget reductions that were imposed during this period of time. The department had not identified these positions to be eliminated. However, they meet all the criteria that were set by the co-chairs, and so your staff is recommending elimination of these two positions. Again, they had not been filled throughout the biennium. With respect to the Veterans Home Program, this is entirely funded other funds from fees on residents. It's, and as you know from the testimony, it's somewhat constrained by revenues, and it's, there are some cost pushes there because of the medical environment. So we're recommending a reduction of the other funds expenditure limitation only of $16,900 to recognize the effects of the salary freeze of the governor and some reduced attorney general billing rates. Further, the department came forward with performance measures, if you remember, during its presentation, which were very well received by the committee, as I remember. We are recommending then that the budget report reflect acknowledging that the committee has reviewed and is in agreement with the department's performance measures. So with that, Mr. Chair, members of the committee, I have summarized those in the amendment to the bill.
Mm-hmm.
Is there, and behind my recommendation is the summary in dollars, with a slight reduction in general fund and in other funds limitation. So that is your staff recommendation with respect to the department's budget.
Very good. What I'm going to do right now is go ahead and open as with a quorum present a work session on Senate Bill 5545, Department of Veteran Affairs. Any questions for Donald relative to the presentation? Senator Dukes.
Ending balance. Is there one?
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, the only ending balance that would be available because would be in the home, the veteran's home, probably.
The agency itself doesn't carry one?
No. The one that would be in the home loan, if you will, is a trust fund, in effect, and not available. So.
Okay. Thank you.
Is John going to come up at this time? Or?
No, he was just there if there were questions.
We need him. All right.
We have discussed this with their staff, with the department in advance, and they've had their concurrence with these recommendations. I would point out, Mr. Chair, that the director did want to reinforce it, support leaving open the idea for the future director to come forward after reviewing the staff needs if they want to put in an internal audit position that we have recommended for elimination.
Senator Davis.
Mr. Chair, I'm going to want to talk about those two positions. I don't, even though I know for several years, I guess, have been on Ways and Means, I still don't like the way we use the emergency board in the interim. And I would much rather have things sort of chewed out with a legislature's in session and go forward. And I understand staff's rationale, but it is other funds. And I don't think the world would come to an end if we left these two positions in. So I just wanted to hear the discussion.
Again, as I explained earlier, they have been vacant. Oh,
okay.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I heard.
Oh, you heard mine. Okay.
I did.
I did.
Thanks.
And whenever we get there, I guess, or whatever, I would just.
Please give us your name for the record.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, John Mangus, Director of the Department of Veterans Affairs, and Dallas. And Linda, we've had an opportunity for input on this. We were one of the, Sarah Lawson was director, one of the first agencies in state government to create an internal auditor position.
John, can I get you to do something? Don't touch that mic, please.
Oh.
It sounds like a roar out in the, if anyone's listening to us this morning.
I'm sorry about that.
We need to put felt on the bottom of that thing, isn't it?
Well, it's handy to grab a hold of there.
You don't know how bad it is until you go back and listen to it. But if we make a noise up here, oh, man, it sounds like gunshots, and we're sensitive to that with veterans here.
That's, okay. Well, it works out good for this program. But we had an opportunity to discuss the internal auditor position, and I talked to him about leaving that in because my personal feeling was, when I became director almost 19 years ago, I said I would never come back to the emergency board unless I was ordered to, and I haven't.
I understand.
And so I haven't asked for anything. And but I know it's there, you know, as an avenue, either to create some type of funding or get a position. When the position became vacant, we left it vacant to create savings for the loan program. But I've been there for 33 years, and we use our controller as our auditor right now. I know we talk about the program all the time, and I understand that a new person coming in, which they will soon, may want that position. I mean, we've always used audits as a tool rather than a gotcha. And but I think if you leave that avenue open for the new director, that's fine with us. I think we had a good discussion on that. And we don't have any heartburn. I would say, though, the agency high number of FTE was 759, counting the positions you gave to us for the vets home, and we decided not to use those. And we've reduced our staff, counting those positions, 81% with the positions recommended by the LFO. So I think we've done a good job in managing staff and managing program without wasting money, and And also the KLN reporter said it was taxpayers' dollars. It was other funds, Korean War veterans' funds in my case. So we're fine with the LFO position on that.
Yes, Representative Hanson.
We've got significant savings in the loan program because of the wage freeze. I'm not seeing what. Where's that money going? It's obviously other funds. It's not going to the general fund. What does that build your ending balance? Does it allow? What do we do with those savings?
Chair Representative Hanson, the other fund program is created through Article 11A of the Oregon Constitution. So that money, any savings we generate, you know, accrues to the Oregon War Veterans Fund. And it's primarily used to create pay debt service. We still occupy 52 or 53% of the debt of the state of Oregon on bonds previously sold. So any savings accrues back to the fund, and which is constitutionally dedicated.
Committee, we have been informed that if we don't do too much messing with this budget, it would be in full Ways and Means on Friday, but that doesn't mean you can't do anything. But what I would like to do is an agreement. Is there an agreement just expressed from us without any formal action relative to the idea that we would encourage John or the new director, if necessary, depending on that decision of the new director, to go back and request additional positions?
Mr. Chair, we can make it a record in the budget report.
Okay. Okay, in other words, okay, you will make a note of that.
In the budget report, yes, sir.
Do you want to vote then on that?
It wouldn't be a budget note, Mr. Chair.
Okay.
It would just be just part of the dialogue in the budget report.
Yes, Representative Krieger.
I think if we think back now, there's been a heightened awareness of the value of our veterans, and I see a heightened awareness that maybe in past we as a state or a nation haven't kept our promises.
Right.
I want to make sure that we do what we should do.
Absolutely right. Thank you.
Two positions is very little for the sacrifice that's been made by some people.
Dallas, where do you need motions? You let us know and we're ready to go. Yes, certainly. Any further questions?
Because I've lost it somewhere between whenever the presentation was and now. Where are we with county services officers?
I would defer to John.
Chair, Senator Dukes,
any other questions?
Always one of your favorite issues.
Yeah, it is.
We're fine. Basically, we are operating on the governor's balanced budget. We had a discussion earlier resulting from a fund shift where those funds, general fund, was taken away from the county and was backfilled with war veteran fund dollars, which I met with the co-chairs. We can't do that. That's because that would create a violation of the federal tax code because that's bond proceeds and earnings. So we've taken care of that particular issue. The co-chairs went along with the dollar amount that's stated there now on the general fund, and that will give the bigger counties about a little over $9,000, I think it is, annually. The maximum we could do is 75% of their budget up to a maximum of $12,500, and so it's not the full amount, but there's not a lot of general fund to spread around. So I'm just hoping during the 05-07, Oregon's fortunes have improved enough that we will be able to get back and take a good hard look at the general fund support for that particular program, because it's an excellent program.
It's an excellent program, and I suspect there's going to be a little more demand coming in here real soon for help.
There will be. I mean, this has been a program that's, well, we've been a partner in it. It's a county program where we've shared in some of the funding. I know, yes, there are going to be more and more Oregonians that are entitled to apply for benefits and that. But, you know, I think, you know, we're managing that. And there isn't. I mean, I had a long discussion with the co-chairs on this, and I think there's the support for the next biennium for assistance to the vets program. It's the first session in a long time that I've seen a lot of support for vets issues and that. So it's not like they haven't taken a good look at it and tried to be as fair to us as they possibly can under the circumstances that the state's facing. And there's lots of creative ways to do this, and we will continue to march, and we will do as good a job as we ever did, and maybe better. I mean, one of the things we do now is like Oregon Guard units. You know, in the old days, Vietnam and the other incidents since that time, you didn't really see a lot of mobilization of reserve and National Guard units. Since Desert Storm in 1990, you have seen mobilization of entire units in the state of Oregon. Well, we try to meet those units when they come home for their demobilization briefing, and then we'll go through that. Anybody that served in Vietnam, you didn't get a very good briefing when you got out because you were just anxious to get home. But we try to get the claims started right there. We do it a lot different. There's a lot of people. We work together. We form lots of partnerships with lots of agencies and programs and that. And
we're giving 9,000, John, to the big counties. What are we giving to the little counties?
That still goes on 75% of their budget up to a maximum of 12,005. So proportionately, they're all the same. There are very few of them that are less than the 9,000 nowadays.
How does this compare to what? To the legislatively passed budget, the first one for 0103?
The, I think, what we have, 10,000?
The initial passing was the 12,500.
Right. Initially, we were able to start out the first year of the biennium paying the max, the 12,500. And then through the cuts that have happened throughout the biennium, we got down to over, it was about 10,500.
Thank you.
But you've been a good supporter of that program, and I appreciate that.
Chair, I'll let it go this time, but there's a lot of talk about add-backs. Now, quite honestly, today I don't see how we're ever going to get to add-backs, but we've been given approval by the co-chairs to do add-backs lists, and I would like to see some increase to this, to the veteran services officers on an add-back list from this committee. I mean, the worst, after the worst of the fifth special session, we were still higher than we are today, and we know that there are going to be increasing numbers coming home and needing services. And I tell you, we get 4, 5, 6, 8, 10 times what we put into to those programs. So I would like to see it on a list, and if, you know, the world turns up marigolds, then maybe we can do something.
It is on the list.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Senator. Are there any further questions? Okay. We, Dallas, he's easy to get along with. He said if we would like, we can accept the staff recommendations for the loan program, the veterans services, and the veterans home, and the performance measures, and the amendments as a unit. He apparently has work to do somewhere else.
Mr. Chair, I'll move that we adopt the LFO recommendations for the loan program, the veterans services program, the veterans home, the performance measures, and the amendments to the bill as stated on our memorandum.
Any further discussion? Well, I would just like to thank the veterans unit as one of the many who are coming forward and saying, listen, we can make it work. And I really appreciate that. And we have a note here that will be taken very seriously because it is a brand new day relative to how we appreciate folks who risk their lives on our for our freedom. And that's a wonderful thing to have happen. And so we do appreciate all of your efforts now and in the past. And with that, I'm going to go ahead with the motion on the floor. If there's no further discussion or comments, we'll do that without objection. So move. we need a carrier.
Well, we need to move the bill as amended.
Oh, excuse me, yes.
Mr. Chair, I'll move the bill as amended. This would be Senate Bill 5545. I'll move it to the full Ways and Means Committee with a due pass recommendation.
As amended.
As amended.
Okay. I will just accept that motion the way it was made, and without objection on that motion. And I know you're going to carry this one.
Okay.
Full land Senate.
Pull it on the floor. And
okay.
You want to carry it on the house?
Yeah. Right. I love her.
If you can ride a shorter pony than they did for me last time, I won't have to take so much grief from Senator.
I assure you, Senator Dukes, I have not ridden a pony that long in my entire stay here.
Will you start reading these things as we do this presentation? Well, we better deal with that. We have our carriers.
We need one on the house.
Yes, we do. We have a representative.
Oh, okay.
What happens is they give you this long script and you start reading it, and pretty soon you realize that nobody's listening but you're reading. And I did something on my first one. I just said, I think you all know what it says, and I stopped right in the middle of that thing.
Everybody's probably grateful.
Yeah, there you go. And I was reading so fast I couldn't understand anyway. Thank each one of you for being here today.
Yes.
And take care of our veterans. Okay? Yeah. Anything further to come before the committee? If not, we'll be adjourned.
We'll put the comment about